That Steve has no personality.
It's a bunch of old.
We're cleaning it up.
No, I mean, no landscape.
No landscape. It has big weather. It does have big weather.
Yeah, okay. It's good for sailing, on land, off land, with your house, without your house.
In your house?
Anywhere.
You can sail in your house in Florida.
You can sail anywhere in Florida, yeah. And it's also great if you have a plywood board business.
You can make a mint in the plywood business down there.
But no, the state, no personality. I was so looking forward to getting to Florida. Yeah, I was so disappointed.
I was too. I loved Louisiana.
I didn't expect much from North Dakota. And North Dakota, in comparison, actually North Dakota has cable mountains and canyons and stuff.
Yep.
Did you know that in the northeast corner?
Oh, yeah.
Northwest corner?
You got the Badlands and everything up there.
South Dakota.
Okay, let's go ahead and call to order the March 24th special meeting of the Carson City Shade Tree Council. Could we have a call to order, please? Or a roll call, please, excuse me.
Chairperson Horvath.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Shirt.
Here.
Member Borsk.
Here.
Member Ozawa.
Here.
Member Kerman.
Present.
Member Chenoweth. Oh, quorum's present.
All right, thank you. Is there any public comments for matters that need to be addressed by the public? No comments? Okay, thank you. Item number one, action on approval of minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review minutes?
I haven't received any minutes.
Okay, well then we cannot make an action on approving those.
Yeah, we don't do minutes for special meetings.
Oh.
Okay, perfect.
I still have not received.
So we'll actually...
December.
She wants to sit by you, Roger.
Okay, well, I'm assuming our last meeting's minutes then we'll go ahead and deal with at the next one. Okay, in 2 days, or on the second. Modification to tonight's agenda, since we really only have one item, we don't really need to modify it. Moving on to item three, possible action regarding the absence of any council member. Does anybody have anything to say about Roy being absent today? Nope, it's excused. So moving on to our meat and potatoes here, item 3B. And so this is to approve plans for the 2014 Arbor Day celebration activities, which is coming up April 26th. Which is a Saturday, as agreed upon last meeting, at the Riverview Park, or actually kind of a combo, the Korean War Memorial Veterans Park and the Riverview Park adjoining at the end of 5th Street. So we need to choose today the tree selection, just reconfirm the location, talk about who's going to be getting the Ferris Award, and talk about the 5K that's proposed, and then divvy out any jobs that need to be done from now until then. So, let's just go down the line here. Yes, Roger.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a recommendation that you treat each one of these as a separate item, okay. And we have a motion for each one since we have several items to talk about. I think it'd make it easier for our clerk recorder to record those, and I think it'd probably be more transparent for the public as well.
Okay. Well, then let's go with 3B-1, tree selection. From what we know of that park, it's pretty much got oak trees around it. Does anybody have any special particular tree that they would like to put into the mix? Yes.
A thought that crossed my mind, since we have a very dry season and in front of us, and we had some in the past, and just to make a point, I would recommend that we plant a very drought-resistant type of tree.
Okay. It's a very good suggestion and a very good point, and kind of goes along the lines with our goal of promoting drought-tolerant landscaping. So does anybody have any suggestions of a very good drought-tolerant tree that we could go with? We could also make the recommendation to go with the suggestion of the Parks and Rec or whoever we're purchasing the tree from, depending on their inventory. but we get first call, so.
Not being an expert, I would have to rely on one.
So. Okay.
Is there an accessibility for a fairly developed pinyon pine?
My understanding is they're kind of hard to get a developed. You can get them from the nursery, but they come in little. Yeah. What do you think, Roger? In your
well, there'd be a lot of trees that would be suitable for that come under the terms of, you know, being pretty drought hardy. Pinyon pine, of course, the difficulties we mentioned is trying to find a tree in stock that is of the standard size that we need in our parks. Jeffrey pine or ponderosa pine are fairly drought tolerant, and so are some of the oaks, especially oaks that are in the white oak family rather than the red oak family. Honey locusts are fairly drought tolerant, as are hackberries. I think maybe if you decide if you'd like a broadleaf tree or a evergreen tree, conifer tree, and you'd like to have a drought tolerant, then maybe what we could do is our staff could go out to the nursery and find the best specimen that we could find, and maybe leave it at that. You know, so you wouldn't really know necessarily maybe the species tonight, but just kind of give us direction, drought tolerant, broadleaf or conifer.
Okay. Gary, do you have something?
I was just going to mention that Tom Henderson would probably be a great resource for this, for a drought-resistant tree. And also, is this a park or where we're planning on putting this tree, is it going to be irrigated, like a drip irrigation?
Yes, it is irrigated.
So.
And knowing the park, it'll probably be in the lawn section, okay, in the common area. Terry?
1.4, the Gold Burst Honey Locust, it puts on a really good color show.
Is there any issue with, like, the suckers that come up from the locust trees being in a park?
If planted properly, suckers, or, honey locusts don't really sucker a lot.
Okay.
But some other trees, you know, such as your prunus varieties, Canada red cherries, and those type of trees are also drought-tolerant, but they can have suckering problems.
Okay.
One main issue with the locust trees is the bean pods they produce.
A lot of horticulture varieties today, you know, are sterile. They don't have the bean pods.
Is there any discussion on an evergreen versus a broadleaf? Because I like the idea of kind of just giving you some guidelines and then seeing what we can get for the best. I don't want to throw my two cents in until other people have.
I have no experience. I got nothing on
that. Okay. There's two things. There's aesthetics, and then there's, you know, the fact that what pine trees continue to perspire throughout the winter, you know, and kind of need water in the wintertime, whereas the broadleaves drop and kind of become even more drought tolerant over the winter because they're not perspiring. I don't know if there is an evergreen in that park. I think it's all oaks and maples.
Yeah, could be. I can't remember if there are some evergreens in that park or not. But
is the honeyburst or the sunburst locust the same as the locust we were just talking about? There's like there's a locust that hangs a little bit lower that kind of has more of like a yellow shade to it, a yellow tint to it. And I'm just thinking if that one that grows in my dad's yard, it hangs a little bit lower than some of the other locusts, so I was just thinking about that. You know, if planting early on, it's going to be low, and I wasn't sure like what kind of a size we're thinking about as far as total height.
We usually, you know, particularly with broadleaf trees, you measure them in the caliper of the size of the trunk, you know, 6 inches above the root ball. And our standards are, I think it's 2.5-inch caliper tree at the minimum, which is a pretty good size tree. It has a pretty good root ball on it. The sunburst honey locust tends to be a little more globe shape than some of the other honey locusts. Some of the other honey locusts are a little more upright and spreading as you go older. But they do have that bright yellow foliage that kind of comes out in the spring first and then turns green and then has a fairly nice fall color to it too.
So maybe not to drag this on too long, I mean, is there any objection to recommending that we send Roger to get the best deal on a drought-tolerant, broad-leafed tree from his you know, recommended source of trees, wherever that may be.
Sure.
All right, can we get a motion?
I would like to move that Roger go to his source and select the best performing and the most drought-tolerant broadleaf tree.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Moving on to item 3B.2. Well, I was going to say location. Do we need to address anything about the location? That's where it's at. So
I'll just tell, I don't know if Gary was familiar. You were asking about the location. Does everyone know where the Riverview Park is? 5th Street East, dead ends right into it. So that makes it easy.
Some of us are missing point B.
No, we've divided these down at Roger's request to go ahead and just itemize things. So okay. we don't need a dash 2. So we got the location already set. The Ferris Award. Okay, we had some. I'm saving this one for the end.
Okay.
We had an official nomination from Roger and the Parks and Rec Department to nominate Juan Guzman and John Christofferson for the Ferris Award. Did everybody get a chance to read this and kind of the the reasons why that they were nominated? I mean, since this is the strongest recommendation we've gotten this year, does anybody have anything they want to add to this before we make a motion to, to approve it?
Is that Juan here?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank Roger for putting this together, and I think it's a great opportunity to acknowledge the people that work, you know, for our city and have done some things really spectacular. And I think we'll highlight those at the awards.
Okay. Yeah, Terry?
I haven't worked a lot with Mr. Guzman, but I worked on some of the projects, including the waterfall fire. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of a more deserving nomination than Mr. Christofferson and Mr. Guzman.
Cool.
So I would recommend endorsing this.
Excellent. Well, we have had good long-term relationships with both. So would somebody like to make a motion, an official motion?
I move to nominate Juan Guzman and John Christofferson to receive the 2014 George Washington Ferris Award.
Do you have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. All right. Cool. Moving on to item 3B-4, which is the proposed fundraising event to try to refill our coffers, the Arbor Day 5K, which was proposed by Gianna, who, through working with one of our local trainers with Smack Fitness. So to kind of give a little background on this before I cut Gianna loose, this was an idea, again, as a fundraiser, a dual purpose, to raise funds for the Shade Tree Council and then also to try to attract more participants and highlight the Arbor Day event that we do, that we've always tried to get more people at. So, Gianna, what would you like to say about this?
A couple things. The purpose of putting this together as far as the event, I think we talked about it early on, last year, was doing some sort of event on Arbor Day, which is why we moved it to Saturday. So it's a run walk, and I think that might be one point we want to add on this, Kyle. It's not just a run, people. It's a run walk.
Run walk, yeah.
Okay. We worked together. We kind of got the idea with a local trainer over at Smack Fitness, Amber. She's been really great. She ran out and found a few sponsors that to pay for our tree, to pay for the water, the snacks, the gifts, the seedlings. This all happened within just a couple days. We put together a price point where we sat down and we looked at our goals we wanted to try and accomplish, the money we might raise, and the participation we're hoping to get from this event. Past Arbor Day's events, if you haven't been there, we had a very small attendance. It's very hard to get people on a Friday at 5 o'clock when we would have it. So moving it to a Saturday, we want to encourage, once these flyers get finalized, everyone really get out there. I have a staple gun, and I'm going to put them up all over town. Only in appropriate areas, Roger. But we put together a price point that kids 12 and under are free. Teens can come with their adult parents and their siblings for only $10, and adults are $20. And we're offering free to all employees of the Carson City Schools District with this thought in mind. If every teacher in every school got all their students to go, ages 12 and under, we could get whole school participation. So every principal, vice principal, secretary, admin.
Sorry, I need to excuse myself.
Sure. Real quick. Everyone involved in the school district could come for free by encouraging their students to go. And also, once we get this finalized and we launch this as a council, what we can do is our promoters of this through Smack Fitness and our sponsors, along with us, could go to the schools and encourage our teachers to possibly offer extra credit to every student who goes and participates. Then those students will bring their parents. So it's kind of a collaborative effort of education. We're going to talk about our George Washington Ferris winner at the event, so they'll get some background on who these people are. We'll also talk about the goals of the Shade Tree Council. We'll have a booth that I promptly volunteered Roy, who's not here today, to man our booth. You know how he mans our booths at the Fall Tree Care Seminar, to have all our information about who we are, what we do, and things like that. There will be booths. The sponsors there will have booths doing our part. CV Sports and Smack Fitness are running the promotions, offering hats and t-shirts, whatever we're putting together. So it's kind of come together very quickly. People can pay for the event. And this is a question Terry had. If you pre-register or you show up, is the same price?
Yeah.
Right. So you can pre-register online or by calling Park and Recs, and checks get made out to Carson City Park and Recs. So if you're collecting funds, you know, get a check and give it over to Roger's office. So that's what we put together. The other thing that's really important is here. Oh, it does say run walk. I'm sorry, Kyle. It says fun run walk begins at 10, and then having the Arbor Day celebration and tree planting approximately 11:30. So we've got everyone there for the event. We participate afterwards. We're standing around drinking water and having snacks and looking at booths. So the group, the crowd is there to participate in the ceremony. We'll have our golden shovels. We'll have, you know, as many, I think we talked about Tom Henderson bringing in, and I think we maybe convinced him to get his employees to climb some trees and do some demonstrations and have some cool activities tree-related going on out there. So as this progresses, and if we move forward with this as a council and approve this event, you know, when you're out there in the community, go ahead and encourage the community at large to come down and participate and showcase not only their business, but to volunteer, to participate. Any questions or comments? That's what we're working on. Kyle's working on the final draft of this. And then once the council approves this measure and this event, then we can go forward and launch marketing and promoting a lot. I think we have a goal, Kyle. I think we said we might be happy if 100 participants walked. So the price point and then all the events we have surrounding this was kind of based on our hopes that we would have 100 participants of this event. Calculating that for our fundraising efforts, that would be a huge goal to achieve for a first-time event. It kind of chimes in Arbor Day 5K. It's got a nice little ring to it, and I think it'll be really nice for the city, too. And the grounds, which Roger helped us put together, the event where we're going to be walking is just beautiful. It goes around the river. There's parking. There's shade. There's restrooms. So it's a really formidable location. Any questions? Jens?
The first question that came to my mind when I saw it is, how about insurance? Are we covered?
We will have waivers of liability insurance for all those participating in the event.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'll be a city-sponsored event, so insurance is covered.
Okay. That was my main concern here, if in case of an accident, nobody's going to sue us, or if they do, that we are covered. Well, was that out of the way? I'm really in favor of it.
I have a quick question. I know exactly where this trail is. There's one section where it's kind of like a cutoff where it splits it in half. Is it go all the way around? Is that 5K all the way around? Or
We haven't determined the route just yet at this point yet, but we've had runs down there before, and there's a variety of different types of routes that you can put into that area. So we'll get that mapped out, though. It'll be flagged out so that when people are running it, they'll be able to follow it easily.
There's actually a run happening just before, the week before, or the week after that I just saw that somebody was putting on in the same park.
Use their route.
Perfect. Hopefully the chalk will still be down on the...
I'll check on that. Do you know what organization that is?
It was the Rainbow Girls.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, well then, can we get a motion to go ahead and approve this? Because that's pretty much what we were waiting for, to launch it.
I would like to move that we approve the plan for this Arbor Day 5K, Saturday, April 26, 2014.
Excellent. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approved. Good job, Shade Tree Council. Arbor Day 5K is happening. Okay. pardon me. 3B-5. What jobs do we need to divvy out between now and then to accomplish this? Personally, I know I need to get the invites made so we can send them out to all of our dignitaries, and I need to put the remainder of the sponsors on here and get the flyer officially out, and I will do that. So, Terry?
Can we get groups of flyers so that we can go distribute them somewhere?
Yeah, would you prefer that...
Pick them up from the city?
Well, how do we... What's the best way to print these? I can send them out in PDF, and we can print what we can, but we should probably print out in mass, and that's something that the Shade Tree Council should probably flip the bill for. Roger? I mean, because we have printing in our budget. We've taken stuff out for printing in the past, right?
Yeah, we can do the printing.
I'll send you the final PDF, yep. And then we'll let Parks print them out, and then we pick them up from there to distribute. And you just let us know what a good number is, Roger. Maybe we start with 100. You know, and then
I think I nominated Roy, who I don't think will oppose, to man our Shade Tree Council booth.
Okay.
So that puts someone at a manning station during the whole event.
Photography.
Terry will take pictures.
Excellent.
And then I think if we can just count on everybody else to help coordinate. I mean, this is our first one. I think once we come out of the gates, we're going to, you know, kind of just... wing it. I don't know.
I just think just having everybody's body there will be...
Is everyone going to be able to be there on this date?
On that day?
Yes. If I'm alive, I'm going to be there.
Right.
Sweet.
A question. If I wanted to distribute these, could I distribute them at other fitness centers than...
I think
Smack?
I was thinking of...
You can ask them.
I put them up at several fitness centers, and I have contacts at three schools.
Perfect. And I
actually did go in and give this to the school, but I said let's not move forward on any approval until we go ahead and prove it. But I went into the district office and let them know that this was something that we were doing or planning on doing. So I'll follow up with them since I did start the process.
And when we do, like I said, if you can encourage the teachers, they don't have to, but if they offer their students extra credit, kids will do anything. They'll even do a 5K on a Saturday morning with their parents, because we really need the attendance at. what was the other thing?
Gianna, do you see Roy then taking the registration for people who want to register at the site for the run?
I don't see why not. I mean, at our booth, they should register at our booth.
Yeah.
We could also certainly have backup. One of the three of us, I presume Kyle might be running around doing stuff.
Because you usually always get some drop-in registration.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely take day of registration.
Is there also going to be a press release that we're going to put in the Nevada Appeal or something like that?
Are you writing one for us?
I will.
Wait.
All right.
I work for the Nevada Appeal.
Oh,
and
great.
I thought if Gianna and Kyle, you give me your contact address.
Okay.
And I pass it on to our editor.
Okay.
And let him, if he's interested, and I think he will be, he's going to get you, get somebody in touch with you.
Like an interview or something.
Sweet. Interview kind of thing. Also, what I will do is, I have never done it before, so I don't know how I can, I am entitled as an employee there to reduced or free advertising, but I know that we have a phenomenon called filler ads, that if we don't have enough editorial copy or not enough other ads, we just put something in that advertises for the newspaper itself, so maybe I can get some of that space and put something in there.
What's kind of an ideal size for a filler ad?
Anything. We go from one column 1 inch to three column 5 inch. You know, it varies.
Can
be half. No, not that.
Not something that is this big.
Not that
okay.
big.
You know. But something more horizontally shaped.
We have filler ads. We produce them ahead. You know, because we never know when we need them.
Okay.
So and we have them in all shapes and sizes.
So that would be something that you would
so
have to
I would, have, okay. I would okay. have to talk to somebody and find out.
Cool.
I was thinking that since we already have sponsors, could we do like something even like a quarter page where the sponsors, they chip in evenly and then we could run the full, is that a little too?
If you can get the sponsors to fork over the money, then we can do that, but I think they are sponsors because they have already committed something, and I don't think they want to commit
right,
some
double,
more
double
to
dip them.
You know.
Yeah, I think
that's
between
a good idea for next time.
Interview, possible filler ad, that covers Nevada Appeal. Press release will cover Nevada Appeal, Carson Now, and whichever other sources we want to get it out to. It'll also cover any Facebook or social media stuff. Got the photography covered, invites, and the school, and the poster update. What else? Is there anything else that we're missing? Roger, you've got the PA system and all the schematics of getting the park all set up and everything.
Yeah,
we'll
have all the equipment. Gianna mentioned the gold shovels, and we'll have the PA system and the flag and you know all that
all right.
information. And if I can go back to the press release for a minute. Is Jens, are you going to work on that? Is that correct?
Next time I see our editor, I'll flag him down and tell him about it.
Okay.
So if you have some business cards, just
I'll give you my contact.
I think
the way I understood it was is Gary would write a press release,
okay.
as a general press release, and Jens would be our liaison into
okay.
the Nevada Appeal to get
so,
the interview and the possible filler ads.
Well, and again, I hate to keep bringing this up every time every year we talk about this, but the city's policy that all press release has to go through the city system. So, Gary, if you'd email it to me,
sure,
and then I'll forward it on to the city manager's office too. And you know, if it needs any tweaking or anything, it just has to be approved, you know, through the city system.
Absolutely, Roger. I'll
sure.
send that to you.
Thank you.
Awesome. We don't need to make a motion on the divvying of jobs, do we?
No, I don't think. In fact,
okay.
I don't think you can because it's not really itemized. So
okay.
I think it's just sort of an understanding of this discussion part of it.
All right. As long as we all have an understanding, I'm happy. Is there anything else that needs to be said about item 3B? Any public comments? Oh, Roger, did you have something
well,
to add to that?
Just to nail it down, we kind of went over it, but I think maybe to put it in terms of we're going to do a motion on all these except for the job delegation, but I think we still need a motion on the date, site, and time.
Okay. So the proposed date is April 26th. That's a Saturday. The time would be from 10 to approximately noon with the run and the tree planting ceremony. And it would be at the tree planting itself would be at the Korean War Veterans Memorial
right.
Park at the end of 5th Street. The run would be at Riverview Park adjacent to that one.
What is the schedule? Is tree planting first and then running, or running first and then
run,
planting?
Run first and then plant.
Okay.
So would somebody like to make a motion with those items inserted?
I will try.
All right.
I would like to move that we establish the Arbor Day 5K for Saturday, April 26, 2014, from 10 a.m. at the Riverview Fifth Street Park.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Okay. Public comments. All right. Item number 4A, reports only. Does anybody have anything that they would like to report that can't wait until the second?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there any public comments on what we had to say? Item number 5, future agenda items. Again, like I said, we have a meeting April 2nd. It's Wednesday coming up, so we all have seen the agenda for that. So if we can't put anything new on it since it's so close, right?
But I will be, I think the tree initiative was supposed to be tree inventory.
Okay.
We plan to have some information for the tree inventory at that meeting.
Okay, perfect. So then moving on to item 6, any general public comments from anyone in the audience? All right. And then could I get an action for adjournment, please?
I would like to move that we adjourn the meeting of March 24th, 2014 of the Carson City Shade Tree Council.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.
So if I can get a stack of those things, I have a lot of places to take them to.
Yep.
Raley's. Hey,
I'm done.
I've got...